This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My name is Sam Parsons, and this is Frozen Dead Guy Days. Every March, Nedestrians, that is to say, the kind folk that live in Nederland, Colorado, welcome people from all across the country into their cozy mountain town to celebrate the day that Grandpa was discovered illegally living on the outskirts of town. But before we delve into this strange series of events that led to the founding of the festival, let's first learn about the town itself.
Nederland began as a settlement when gold was found in 1859. In 1871, the first post office was established here, and 3 years later, the town got its name. Of course, nowadays, the locals just call the town Ned.
This is Steve Blackwell, one of Nederland's most dedicated residents. Nederland started as a mining town and had a boom in population pretty early on. But during World War I, the city emptied almost overnight. Tungsten was so highly sought after that it eventually became cheaper to import. Some stubborn folk remained, and Nederland became just another quiet mountain town. And while he seemed to know everything about town, Steve was a little more interested in the rumors of ghost stories in the surrounding areas. This is a town that began to flourish under the presence of spooky happenings. To learn more about the town's flagship festival, I turned to Guy, the Grand Marshal of Frozen Dead Guy Days.
So, Guy, can you explain your role in Frozen Dead Guy Days?
Yeah, sure. My job is to lead the parade on the day of the event. It is the Grand Marshal's duty to provide the parade with a consistent pace on the correct route. I'm also in charge with helping design the hearses that are featured in the parade.
Is this a full-time commitment for you, or do you have employment outside of designing hearses?
Well, this is an honor position, but doesn't demand too much time, especially since I have the whole year to prepare. I'm usually running my business at the local candy shop, Taffy Tastic, tell your friends. I'm one of the only 5 town council members.
Guy Evans was a big advocate of the Frozen Dead Guy Days Festival. Every year, this festival brings a lot of new faces into town. Courtney Jensen has managed the front desk for the Coal Creek Lodge for the past 6 years. Coal Creek Lodge has a cozy and rustic atmosphere that attracts lodgers year-round. With the ski season at the mountain resort near Nederland and Frozen Dead Guy Days in the spring, Nederland's only year-round hotel receives an abundance of business. While other hotels do open for the festival and winter months, Coal Creek Lodge is always the first to fill up.
Well, I've lived here in town just about all my life, and I've worked here since I was 16.
Then you've seen your share of tourists?
Definitely. Usually I get all the regulars, people from out of town who have been coming to the festival since its inception. You know, the kind of people who book a year in advance, just to make sure they're here for the celebrations get rolling in.
Is Grandpa the biggest draw for people coming into town?
Well, we don't show off Grandpa as much as we used to. I think it's mostly for his preservation's sake. But the festivities created in his honor get bigger every year. It is definitely the biggest rush season. But in the spring and summer, we get people coming up for ghost hunting or trying to catch Bigfoot, too.
Oh, that's a common thing?
Well, up here it is. I think ever since we found Grandpa, we've become somewhat of an epicenter of paranormal things. Some people claim to hear mystery radio signals or seeing folk that shouldn't be where they are. Things of that nature, or the big one lately, the Lake Clarity Curse.
Denver Public Radio has partnered with Fate Crafters Network to bring you this story. This week, we'd like to talk about one of our partner shows, The Theater of Tomorrow. It is an anthology science fiction audio drama. A sentient ship stolen in the night, a private eye chases corruption on the moon, an interview with the man from the afterlife. Anything you can imagine is on stage at The Theater of Tomorrow. Science, horror, and mystery for your ears. Full seasons and standalone episodes with more coming every month. Netherland Shopping Center is a two-story building with shops of every kind, from camping gear to Netherland attire, and even home to the sheriff's office.
Hello, Mr. Barlow?
That's my name. Come on in. And please, drop the mister. I like to think I'm not that old. Just call me John. I take it you're my morning appointment.
As you can guess, John was a pretty upbeat and casual guy. He's been living in Netherland for almost his entire life. In fact, John was very well-versed when it came to Netherland's chilled resident.
See, Tryggvi Bavga and his mom moved to America all the way from Norway. When they first got there, they kept old Grandpa frozen at some facility down in California. But a few years later, in 93, they moved the body to Netherland. It was the grandson's goal to start his own cryonics facility here. But he got booted out for staying too long. So his mom took care of Grandpa, kept him frozen in the shed behind their house.
It seems Grandpa's discovery was completely random. Bavka's mother was found living in a house without utilities.
I'm talking no lights, no plumbing, nothing. So she got kicked out, and that's when she told the journalists about the bodies behind her house.
This is when John took a moment to remind me that it is, in fact, illegal to store deceased bodies in your home. So what happened when the city learned about this illegal stowaway? It's rather surprising.
Well, you see, the city overturned it for old Grandpa.
It seems, shortly after his discovery, Grandpa had become the talk of the town. There was a lot of controversy as to what should happen to the bodies, or whether they would fall into municipal hands. After a lot of back and forth between citizens, it was decided Grandpa would stay, becoming Netherland's residential corpse. With a corpse as an official citizen of town, it was clear to see how all the ghost stories began. Though these Nedestrians didn't live in fear of the odd happenings, they embraced them. It seemed like you were lucky enough to run into something that goes bump in the night. It was cause for celebration. After chatting with John, the next stop was Taffy-tastic. Tiffany, an employee of Taffy-tastic, detailed exactly how Grandpa is celebrated each year.
Tiffany, do you have an official role in the Frozen Dead Guide Festival?
I am a huge fan. I've been going to the festival since I was a kid, back when it started in 2002.
Do you have a favorite part?
That's really tough to answer. I love volunteering during the festival and giving the tour of Grandpa's shed. People really love seeing where he's frozen. But I also really like the costume contest. You know I won 2 years ago? Oh, I still have the award and everything. Oh my god, and I love the poetry slam.
I asked Tiffany how she was going to celebrate this year.
Well, I just bought the materials to build my coffin. Nothing fancy, right? Just a simple one, but this year I'm gonna race.
It seemed everyone in town had a reason for loving the festival so much. Here are some of the interviews with other Nedestrians.
If you've never done the Polar Plunge, you need to change that.
I live outside of Ned, but I make a trek down there, sun or snow, just to see it all go down. And it's comforting, being surrounded by your neighbors.
Coffin bobsled races, a hearse parade, freezing ice water plunges, creepy costume contests. Frozen Dead Guy Days has a little something for everyone. Amber Knepel is the event coordinator for Frozen Dead Guy Days, the woman behind it all.
Well, I think it's a great event that brings everyone in town together. No matter where they're from or how long they've lived here, everyone can bond over Grandpa. Back in the 90s, it was a big controversy that intrigued the masses, but the town was on odd side.
What's your favorite part of Frozen Dead Guy Days?
All right, this might sound a little odd, but it's actually the one event that has almost nothing to do with Grandpa. It's the pancake breakfast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's one of the things we've done since the inauguration of the festival. I just think it's really neat to see how many people come out in the early hours of the morning to be part of something bigger than themselves, in common celebration. It's also a great chance to see how much the festival grows every year. There's something really exciting about that.
Do you have any additional thoughts you'd like to share about Frozen Dead Guy Days?
There's nothing I can think of, but come out, eat some pancakes, enjoy the weather, and let's celebrate.
This year, Nederland is celebrating the Frozen Dead Guy Days on March 9th through the 11th, and it should be bigger and better than ever.
Is this all you found?
No, sir, there's more. This was what we obtained from her producer, Eric Kemp. Miss Parsons recorded numerous notes and events during the period of interest. We've collected what we believe to be the bulk of her recordings.
Are we worried about a breach of information?
Not so far, sir. We are still working on suppressing the incident. Currently, we are actively monitoring all involved parties.
How long will it take for you to process the recordings?
I have my team working on them already. I estimate we should be done within the next 48 hours.
Good.
As soon as we finish, I'll be generating an after-action report and submitting my proposal, sir.
Your proposal?
Yes, sir.
Sergeant, what exactly is this proposal for?
Sir, if I may speak freely.
Permission granted.
I believe it is in our department's best interests to reopen Site 5 and relaunch the McCheech Project. I believe we were on the brink of a big discovery, but it was stopped due to an incompetent...
Careful, Sergeant. I said you may speak freely, not carelessly.
I apologize, sir.
Continue.
I believe that with our current understanding of other anomalous sites, we could fully harness the power of the Rift.
The Rift?
Yes, sir. I've been reviewing the files from the original team. They refer to the anomaly as the Rift.
That's a new one.
If I may speculate, sir.
You may.
I believe the Rift works in conjunction to the anomalies found at Site 2 and Site 7.
You do?
I do. I'm still gathering evidence, but I'll have my theory fully documented in my proposal, sir.
All right, Sergeant Major. I expect your report and this proposal in 72 hours.
Affirmative, sir. Thank you, sir.
One-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.